We are back for another fall preseason sports show. I'm here with Coach Chad Smith of the Chillicothe Hornets football team. Coach Chad Smith, great to talk to you again. Excited for another football season. Last year, finished the year 5-6, district semifinalist. Overall, what were your takeaways from last season that you hope to build on for this year?
I feel like that we have a lot of guys coming back. The majority of our offense and defensive starters are back, and those guys are a year older and a year stronger and faster, and a lot of guys did really good things lifting weights this summer in our strength conditioning program, and a lot of them were involved in winter sports, and I was really excited to see how many people participated in track. And Coach Ogo got those guys sprinting and running, and we got some good track times, and that usually translates over pretty good for football.
Yeah, excited to see a big senior class because you had a strong senior class but a smaller one last year. It featured two All-State players, however, Bo Smith and Silas Midget. Obviously, those were big leaders for the team. Who are some of the guys that are stepping up now that you're seeing leadership from here early on in this year's season?
Jayshawn White has been outstanding as far as leadership and working hard in the offseason. Went to several camps, got a couple offers to play in college over the summer, so it's kind of cool to see him get rewarded for his hard work, and we're looking for him to have a huge season for us. Other guys, Drake Swift has really stepped up in the offseason. He's going to start at middle linebacker, and he's going to be rotated in at running back behind Henry Hurchin, and so he's going to have a big season. And then Landon Bailey put on about 15, 20 pounds of muscle and really tried to embrace the quarterback role. He was out here all the time working and just trying to get better over the summer, and you can tell a big difference. And, you know, having a quarterback back there that runs that's about 190 pounds is good. So we're excited to see him, and Tylan Smith on the offensive line has also done a lot of really good stuff over the summer. And we're very happy to have Oliver Perry, all-conference kicker last year, and he's going to start at defensive back and receiver for us. So good senior class.
Yeah, a lot of returning players you mentioned, especially on defense. Just talk about some of those guys on defense. Who do you think are going to be the linchpins defensively for this team?
Well, I already talked about Jayshawn. I think he's one of the best defensive ends in the state of Missouri, regardless of size of school. I think he's pretty good. Cooper Robinson is one of the better cover corners around. Logan Merle led us in interceptions last year, and his leadership's been really good so far. He can scoot. He can run. Henry Hurchin has been around. He was our leading tackler last year, and we're going to move him around and kind of offset him a little bit from wherever Jayshawn's at, where he might be on the other side to kind of even things out a little bit because he's really good in the perimeter. And then up front, Tyler Lehman had a really good year last year, and he's been doing some good things, and Tylan Smith at nose guard, and a guy that I was really excited to get back in. We lost him last year, but Max Probasco has been doing really, really good things. He's going to play some defensive end. He's going to play some linebacker. He kind of plays all over the place, so excited to have those guys. And then Ezra Lapine and started for us as a freshman last year, really gained a lot of size, and he has potential to be a really, really good defensive player.
Talking with Coach Chad Smith of the Chillicothe Hornets football team, and a lot of returning faces, but are there any guys that have taken a leap up, maybe JV players or players that weren't in a big role last year that have really stepped up and you think you're going to be counting on a lot this year?
Sam Weavers is going to probably start for us at left guard. He's had a great fall camp. He's just tough, smart kid, plays hard. Also, Brennan Gardner. Those guys are sophomores, but they're pretty tough. They get after it in the weight room, and they're wrestlers. They like to fight. You know, Gardner will probably play a lot of defensive tackle for us. Maybe he might even start. He's our backup center. And then Trent Manconi, he started at center for us last year, but he's gained about 15, 20 pounds of muscle, and has been looking good so far in fall camp.
And so you have Jamboree this weekend, and then obviously, first game is next Friday on the road at Marshall. What have you been stressing here in practices this week and going into next week, the important things getting ready for week one of the season?
Oh, it's super important. And just like with anything, you want to get good at things that you have to get good at, and you want to make sure that you're lined up correctly. That's more important than anything, making sure you're in shape, making sure the boys understand how hard it is to play hard all the time and compete. And you do those things, you're going to be in good shape. And then you just practice stuff till you can't mess it up. You just keep going over and over and over and over it until you get it perfected, and just keep going till you get there.
And so far, I know it's early, but what have you sensed maybe could be some of the strengths of this year's 2025 Chillicothe football team?
Definitely our secondary and our defense ought to be pretty good. I'm hoping we are anyway. I'm knocking on wood. They've looked really good so far as knowing what to do and playing fast. And I think our offense is going to be more consistent. That's something that we've really worked on over the off season. And Coach O and Coach Colt and all the offensive coaches have really worked hard on perfecting some things first before we move on to other things. And I think we're looking a lot better and hoping for some more consistent drives and you know, just consistently putting points on the board against everybody. But I think our O-line is looking pretty good. Jaden Martin has really, really put a lot of off-season time into. And you put him and Max Probasco and Jay Sean when he's playing tight end all on one side. I'm hoping they can move some people. They look like that might be the case. So I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, looking forward to finding out. And along the way, of course, you talk about trying to continue to build throughout the season. What are some of the goals that you have for this team? What do you want to see them build towards as the season goes along?
Goal one, just seeing heavy participation all summer. And the culture of the team has been outstanding. We've had guys, you know, we gave a shout-out the other day, Cooper Robinson, uplifting his teammates and having good leaders on the team. Jay Sean has been really, really good. Just mentoring those younger guys and explaining to them what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, how to play hard. And when you have older guys that are doing those things, it makes it very cool for the young guys to follow. And so those types of things have been exciting as a coach and all the coaches to see that, you know. And now it's just our job to build on that and just keep working hard and making sure they're in shape and just ready to execute. And like some coaches that I used to work with, and they say you practice it till you can't mess it up. And that's kind of what we're shooting for.
Coach, lastly, what is your message to the fans and supporters? Always a great fan base here at Chillicothe. Everyone loves to support this football team. What's your message as people come out and watch this team throughout the season?
Hopefully we have some exciting football to watch. Our fans are great here. You know, it's fun to come out and it seems like we got 6,000-7,000 people here sometimes. But I know it might not be that many, but when the redneck parking's full and everything's going and got the smoke rolling in from the barbecue over there, and it's just a really cool game time atmosphere. And it's football's very lucky that's the kind of crowd we get. So hopefully they come out and support us like they always do, and we give them something that's fun to watch.
Well, we're excited to have football back. Thank you so much, Coach Chad Smith, for your time.
All right, thank you.